This is Upstate's HealthLink on air. Linda Cohen along with you. If you're among the people who've got 100 pounds or more to lose, chances are you've already been on numerous diets and exercise programs without long-term success. So the standard advice, eat less, exercise more, and don't give up, often just isn't enough. Well, here with a true success story is Christina Pope. She's the Director of Health Sciences Library at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Christina. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Linda.
So you've done what many consider the impossible. You have lost over 100 pounds. That is amazing.
Thank you.
Tell us about your journey. Tell us about it.
Well, I wasn't always overweight. And it's just, I think, one of those things that catches up with you. As you get married, have children, get a job. And when I was younger, I walked to work and I lived by myself. So my refrigerator was full of leaves and nuts and twigs and things like that. And I went out a couple of times a week with my friends and everything, but I was pretty active. I never worked out, but I wasn't really sitting down a lot either. And then I got married, and, you know, we went out maybe more. And then I got a job where I had to drive to work and not walk to work. And then we had a son, and now we really had sit-down dinners every night because we thought that was really good for our son, and it was just a great thing for a family. And I was still driving to work, and then I began to work longer and longer hours. And I looked around one day, and it was Saturday, and I was at work.
Wow.
So here I was. I was getting up at 5 a.m. I was at work by 7, 5 days a week. And then I was working Saturdays and Sundays. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, what am I doing? It's Saturday, it's Sunday, I'm at work. And I looked around, and I had a friend who had just lost a lot of weight. And I was like, wow, she can do that. I can do that.
So over how much time would you say it took you to gain that extra 100 pounds?
About 10 years.
So over a 10-year period, mm-hmm. slowly but surely,
yep.
you kept putting on the pounds through this kind of lifestyle mm-hmm. that you've been describing. And then besides the friend, did you have another wake-up call?
There were a couple. There was another friend who had put on a lot of weight. And I watched her. And she was literally growing out of her chair. And I thought, at work, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to buy myself a chair. Because I'm, not today, not tomorrow, maybe not even next year, but if I don't do something, I'm going to have to buy a wider chair.
Wow.
And
were there also health issues? Did anything occur in your life? It sounds like you were still pretty young during this process, right. but did you find that there were any health issues that prompted your concern, like that kind of a wake-up moment?
So I'm 49, so I'm not that young. And no, I was very fortunate. My numbers might have been a little high, but I was all within the average, right? My cholesterol, my blood pressure, those were all still okay. It doesn't mean that if I had kept going on, they weren't going to be okay. But at the time, they were okay. My family nagged me, my mom, honey, you're so fat. If you ever want to get another job, no one's going to hire you because you're so fat.
Mm.
My husband was really pretty good, but every once in a while he would say, honey, I'm really concerned. I saw a psychiatrist, a food group,
you did
a nutritionist.
Those
oh,
so
yeah.
So that's the question. So you basically got to a point, mm-hmm. it sounds to me, like many people, where you felt like something had to change.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, before you came to the actual successful route,
right.
tell us more about what you tried.
Well, I saw a nutritionist, and that was a disaster. And he told me I had an eating disorder. Happy to say I don't. When you go to the gym, you find a lot of people with eating disorders, and that wasn't what I had. But, he kept telling me that. And it wasn't a good relationship. I felt very frustrated, you need to eat these things, but I didn't feel like I was getting the tools to really eat those things.
So it wasn't helpful.
It wasn't helpful. And then I went to a therapy, like a therapy group, a group of women who just would get together and talk about
like their
concerns, a support group. Still had to pay for it. Insurance doesn't cover it. And I listened to their stories, but those weren't my stories. And I found it very difficult to relate to what they were saying.
So what, I'm trying to get to the core, so what was the silver bullet here in terms of, I don't mean it was a silver bullet to lose all that weight. Nobody does it overnight. Mm-hmm. And I guess, how long did it take you to lose the weight?
About 7 months.
That seems like no time.
It was no time. And that, I was very fortunate.
Wow. Yeah. Well, so let's get, what was the trigger to the point at which you decided, I'm going to lose a lot of weight?
Right. And that's hard to say, because even now, looking back, it's been almost 2 years, and looking back 2 years, I never can identify a trigger. What happened is I was talking with my friend who had just lost 100 pounds, and she was so excited. And she was, I've lost this weight. I feel really good. I'm like, how did you do it? She's like, I joined the Biggest Loser Challenge at the Gold's DeWitt Gym. And I'm like, oh, I've seen that on TV. That looks really frightening. And she's like, no, it's a lot of fun. It's a great group of people. And she was so excited about it. And I was like, well, when's the next one starting? And she said, this weekend. And I left her office and I just thought about it. And I said, if I really don't start doing something, it's not going to be good.
So the rubber met the road at that point.
The rubber, you said. Yes. And I left work early. I went over to Gold's and I paid in cash.
That's a helpful motivator.
Well, I did it out of fear.
Yeah.
To some extent, because it was a lot of money. And I had tried all of these other things and spent, a small fortune on a therapist and group therapy and all of these things, and nothing had worked. And I didn't want my husband to know that I had just plopped down a sizable amount of money if it wasn't going to work.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on air. I'm Linda Cohen here with Upstate librarian Christina Pope, and we're talking about how she was able to lose 100 pounds, which is amazing, and keep it off. So you started with Gold's Gym. It took you only seven months. That's almost frightening in a way to drop all that weight so quickly. What transpired?
Right.
What did you do?
So when you start with a weight loss challenge, they ask you what your goals are. And I really didn't know. I mean, well, of course, I wanted to lose weight. Who doesn't want to lose weight? When I was 249.7 when I weighed in. But I didn't really know what to do aside from eat less, move more. So I started into the challenge, and the trainer for that first challenge was Roger Markell at Gold. And it was interval training, but it was team-based. And so I had a team of about 13 people. And it was 3 times a week. And they expected you to be there. Because, what you lost went to the team. And if the team lost weight, then you would win a prize.
So there was a lot of support.
There was a lot of support.
Teamwork support. Almost a little community around this.
And it was fun.
And it was fun.
The humor was a little blue at times. But you could laugh. I mean, you were sweating bullets. But you laughed.
So it sounds like exercise, enjoyment of exercise,
yes,
the whole team approach, mm-hmm, the whole idea of community were crucial.
Right.
How about cutting down on food or your relationship to food?
Right.
Did that have to change?
Yes and no. People ask me, why do you work out now? Oh, you look great, Christina. Why do you work out? And I'm like, well, I like to eat. So I need to work out. But what I was doing in getting to my 250 pounds, is I pretty much starved all day. I fasted all day so I could go home and have a big meal with my family.
That's what you had been doing.
That's what I had been doing. So I would, go home, have a big sit-down dinner, a glass of wine, and then I went to bed. And then I got up and I did the whole thing over again. And now I eat between 5 and 6 meals a day. And I'm eating probably the same amount of calories throughout the day, but it's spread throughout the day. So it's easier for my body to deal with. And that was hard because I was never a breakfast person. But now I really find that I really need to eat breakfast. And I don't like eggs. So I had to find breakfast foods or things that I could eat for breakfast that would power me up and get me through the day, but not be eggs. And I think one of the things that I had to accept is, you know, you don't have to eat eggs for breakfast. You don't have to eat cereal for breakfast. You really whatever can, you want for
you
breakfast.
You can really tell. I mean, pizza for that matter.
You can eat pizza for breakfast this morning.
But the key point I think I'm hearing, though, is for you, these kind of multiple small meals throughout the day were really important to perhaps jumpstart your metabolism in a different way, or just overall, you didn't have that, maybe you didn't starve yourself to the point where you were then ravenous and eating large quantities only to sit quietly. So tell us a little bit, what is an average day? And I don't want to run out of time.
Sure.
Just tell us how you manage an average day in terms of currently.
Currently. So an average day actually starts on Sunday, because when you eat so many meals a day, you really have to plan. So I prep them on Sundays, just a whole bunch of veggies, and I put them in Tupperware containers with some protein. I love turkey, so I eat a lot of turkey. And then I just bring those into work. And so an average day then would be I would get up in the morning, have breakfast, cereal, yogurt, blueberries, and then I'll go to the gym. Then I'll go to work, have another little meal, have another little meal around noonish, one-ish, another one around three-ish, four-ish. And then I go back to the gym 2 or 3 days a week, and I'll work out again.
So you would pretty much, on average, work out twice a day?
About four out of the 7 days a week, I'll work out twice a day.
What would you say, in a very little bit of time, is the key takeaway point? What's your advice to people? What was the, you know, what's the main point here in terms of your success?
You have to have fun. You have to find a group that you enjoy being with. And you have to keep it interesting. If I had to push the same piece of weight every day, I would have given up long ago. But I have several support groups. There's the No Boundaries people who run. There are the Blast people who do the cardio step stuff. There's the personal trainer. I take tap dancing class now at the JCC.
So basically be active.
Yes.
In your case, eat throughout the day,
small amounts,
and have fun doing it.
Have fun.
I want to thank you so much. My guest has been Christina Pope. She's the director of the Health Sciences Library at Upstate Medical University, and she has lost over 100 pounds. That is amazing. Thanks for inspiring us. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.